This week, owners of New Hampshire hair salons, retail stores, and golf courses were faced with a big decision. How do I balance the survival of my business with public health? NHPR's Lauren Chulgen talked with several business owners this week to see how they made that choice.
Oh my gosh, this is so weird to be working again. I'm loving it, but it's weird.
Nicole McMahon owns a salon up in Groveton, and she knew she'd open once the governor gave the okay, but she was still pretty nervous. She hardly slept last weekend. What would it be like? Would it be safe? Does she have enough sanitizer? But then, when she opened her doors on Monday...
It's almost like starting over again 20 years ago when I started my shop then, having your first customer walk through the door. It was great. Like, you can't describe that feeling. You're just like, oh my God, we can do this again.
What I found out quickly from the business owners I called is that each person has an entirely different view on what's safe and economical for their own staff, family, and customers.
Afternoon, Nasser Jewelers.
Take Joe Nasser, for example. His family runs the Nasser Jewelers chain. They have stores right on the Massachusetts border. But for Joe and his brothers, reopening wasn't a question.
We closed our business down 6 weeks and took a pretty massive financial hit. There's five families that rely on this business. So literally all of us were at a standstill. So, you know, we had to come back and start getting some business back.
As for getting sick himself, he doesn't think it'll happen. He's worried about his family, sure. But with all the extra precautions, he's not too concerned.
So when people come in, you're not thinking like, ooh, I hope this person doesn't have it.
Nah, what are you going to start judging every single person that comes in your store? It's like, hey, you know, the world has to go back to normal at some point.
So on Monday, Nasser Jewelers were open. But just a few plazas down Route 125 from their Salem store, other stores, like the Bull Moose Music Store, still closed.
So my first name is Mick, like Fleetwood or Jagger. Last name Pratt, and I am the marketing and events manager coordinator for Bull Moose.
Bull Moose has taken an entirely different approach. They're doing curbside pickup for now, and they do plan to open their New Hampshire store soon. They just want to be really careful. If the state says they can have 10 people in the store, Mick Pratt says, well, maybe they'll just have 5. This guy manages record stores. These are not the kind of decisions he says he's used to making.
I run a Facebook page where we talk about pop punk and, you know, what horror movies are good. And now it's like, oh yeah, like how are we going to manage the health and safety of our customers and our staff through a global pandemic? But it's just like, it's crazy to me that this is the position that a lot of folks are faced with.
If there's one thing I heard consistently from the business owners I talked to, though, it's that they are prepared for anything to change any day. And for Chris Morris of Chris's Comics, by midweek, things already had.
We originally were going to do 10 people per store, and we cut it to 7.
Why was that?
Because what we saw was groups that were coming in that had nothing to do. Only one person needs to be shopping, or 2 people need to be shopping.
And this is just the report from week 1. I called Jessica back Friday at her salon in Groveton to see how things were going. There were a few people, she said, who didn't want to wear masks, but they were fine waiting until regulations were lifted to schedule their appointments. But other than that, things were going well.
I feel like everybody's kind of pretty cautious at this point. At the end of a couple of weeks, I'm not sure how people will be, but right now, I'm going to say I count my blessings pretty well right now.
And in the meantime, she'll just be cleaning like crazy, or as she describes it, chasing people out the salon door with Lysol spray. Lauren Chulgen, NHPR News.